This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Fallout continues over the forcible removal of a Dallas school board member last week from a campus. A lengthy closed-door meeting last night will soon lead to open meetings on what's allowed and what's not by trustees and the superintendent. A week ago Monday, Dallas trustee Bernadette Nuttall was taken out of Dade Middle School as Superintendent Mike Miles was about to start an early morning meeting. He was replacing top leaders in the struggling campus. Miles believed Nuttall was interfering with his job and ordered school police to remove her as a trespasser. School video shows they lifted her off the ground at times. Nuttall, whose district includes that school, was humiliated then and after last night's meeting remains confused.
I've never been manhandled by police before. I've never been manhandled. My offense is getting a speeding ticket and taking defensive driving, so I've never been manhandled by policemen. The superintendent could have walked away and had the cops there to talk to me. You know, Ms. Nuttall, let's leave. I mean, but it is what it is. It happened.
Nuttall said she was at the school to welcome and encourage the new leadership, not to interfere with the superintendent's meeting.
They're still questioning, did I have the authority to be at the meeting? I did not attend the meeting. Let's clarify that. I did not attend the meeting.
Board President Miguel Solis couldn't share discussions of the three-hour closed meeting, but said too many questions about proper roles and duties remain unanswered. So he said there will be multiple open meetings to clarify what trustees and the superintendent can and cannot do. Solis said the board can't let this fester.
I think the law is a little ambiguous, and I think that what we're going to have to do as trustees is to make sure that our policies are less ambiguous, that there's no gray matter in this particular area.
Solis said Miles was told to leave last night's meeting to let the board consult with its own attorneys, those who don't also work for Miles and the administration. The outcome seems far from over. Nuttall said she has little faith anything will change or happen to Miles. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.